concerning divine healing, divine Christians today.
今天有关神大能医治的这个观点，在基督徒中普遍的流传。
You should know what God has promised in the Bible about healing.
你们应当了解神在圣经中提出了有关医治的应许。
Only two passages in the New Testament letters teach about healing.
在新约里面也只有两段经文讲到医治。
James 5 is one of these passages.
雅各书第五章便是其中之一。
Some churches schedule healing services.
有一些教会有医治的侍奉。
Some individuals hold healing crusades.
一些人也甚至会发起相关的运动。
Most of those who do those things claim that the sick need to have sufficient faith to be healed.
他们中的大部分人宣称疾病的医治需要有足够的信心。
Their claims and practices do not agree with what God has said through James about his promise of healing.
但是他们的声明和实践与神借着雅各书所论的关于医治的应许是并不相符合的。
We must begin, however, with the Old Testament to understand James.
然而我们必须先从旧约来理解这个雅各书。
James was writing to largely Jewish Christians.
雅各书是所针对是广大的犹太信徒。
They would have known the Old Testament.
他们熟识旧约。
You might need a review.
而我们中也可能需要一个回顾。
In Exodus, we read how God redeemed Israel out of the bondage of slavery in Egypt.
在出埃及记里面，我们读到神是如何将以色列从埃及的奴役中救赎出来。
He brought them to Mount Sinai and made a covenant with them.
他将他们带到西乃山，并与他们立约。
If they lived as his redeemed people should, he would bless them.
如果他们过敬虔的生活，那神就祝福他们。
If they failed to live as they should, he would punish them.
如若不然，神就刑罚他。
We can read God's warnings in Deuteronomy.
在生命记里面，我们能读到神的警告。
One passage is related to what James writes.
其中一点与雅各所讲的密切相关。
It says the following in Deuteronomy chapter 11, verses 16 and 17.
也就是在生命记中11章16到17节中写到的。
Be careful, or you will be enticed to turn away and worship other gods and bow down to them.
你们要谨慎，免得信中设迷惑，就偏离真路，去侍奉敬拜别神。
Then the Lord's anger will burn against you, and he will shut the heavens so that it will not rain, and the ground will yield no produce, and you will soon perish from the good land the Lord has given you.
耶和华怒气向你们发作，他就使天闭塞，不下雨，地也不出产，使你们在耶和华所赐给你们美地上速速灭亡。
In the book of Joshua, we read how God led Israel into the promised land.
在约书亚记中，我们又读到神是如何带领以色列人进入应许之地的。
There were cycles of obedience and disobedience.
在这期间，顺服与悖逆循环往复。
After four centuries, God gave them kings to rule over them.
400多年以后呢，神给他们国王管辖众民。
Saul was the first.
先是扫罗。
Then came David and then Solomon.
而后是大卫和所罗门。
Solomon began his reign well.
刚开始的时候，所罗门做得非常成功。
He prayed to God.
他也向神祷告。
And God answered him.
神也回答应许他祷告。
We can read part of God's answer in 2 Chronicles chapter 7.
在历代志下的七章十二到十四节里面，我们可以读到部分神的回答。
It contains a reference to those verses in Deuteronomy.
它也参考了《生命记》中所记载的一些经句。
Let me just read those.
好的。
Verses, please.
接下去我把这段经文读一下。夜间，耶和华向所罗门显现，对他说：“我已听了你祷告，也写了这地方作为祭奠我的祭祀我的殿宇，使我若使天闭塞不下雨。”或是蝗虫吃这地的出产，或是瘟疫流行在我民中，这称为我名下的子民若是自卑祷告，寻求我的面，转离他们的罪行，我必从天上垂听，赦免他们的罪，医治他们的地。
Although Solomon began well, he later sinned so much that God took 10 tribes away from his son.
虽然所罗门起初表现不错，但后来他犯了极重的罪，以至于神将十个支派从他儿子那边夺走。
After Solomon, the nation was divided into two kingdoms.
所罗门死以后呢，整个国家就一分为二。
Judah was in the south.
犹大作南。
Israel was in the north.
以色列位于北。
The kings who ruled in the north were evil.
北国的王行事邪恶。
One king, Ahab, was especially wicked.
其中以亚哈尤为圣烈。
He introduced much idolatry.
他大力推行偶像崇拜。
It says of Ahab that he did more evil in the eyes of the Lord than any before him.
说到亚哈，列王记上16章30节中写道，暗利的儿子亚哈行耶和华眼中为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。
It was in his reign that the prophet Elijah appeared.
在他统治期间，先知以利亚出现了。
Elijah declared that God was going to withhold both the dew and the rain.
以利亚声称，神将不再降露下雨在地上。
As God had warned beforehand, he was judging the people and their leaders for their sin.
当神因众人罪将审判众人和他们领袖前面时候，一般会给予警告。
After 3 years of drought, the word of the Lord came to Elijah.
经过三年大旱，神的话语临到以利亚。
He would again send rain.
神会再次降雨。
Elijah was to go and tell King Ahab.
于是呢，以利亚跑去告诉亚哈王。
The meeting with Ahab turned out to be a spectacular conflict.
然而这场见面却演变成一场激烈的冲突。
Elijah challenged the false prophets of Baal and Asherah.
以利亚挑战侍奉巴利和亚瑟拉的假先知。
950 false prophets gathered at Mount Carmel.
这950个假先知啊，就聚集在加密山。
Elijah challenged them to offer a sacrifice to Baal and asked Baal to send the fire.
以利亚挑战他们给巴利献祭，并要求巴利降火显灵。
They built their altar.
假先知们做了坛。
They laid wood on it.
把柴放在上面。
They slaughtered a bull.
并且宰了牛犊。
Then they prayed to Baal.
然后他们向巴利祈祷。
All day.
整整一天。
And he did not answer.
巴利并没有显灵。
Finally, toward evening, Elijah repaired the altar of Jehovah.
最后，临近傍晚的时候，以利亚重新修了耶和华坛。
He also put wood on it.
他也将把柴置在上面。
He slaughtered the bull and put it on the wood.
宰了一头牛犊放在柴上。
Then he had water poured onto the altar.
然后他将水浇在圣坛上。
It filled a trench around the altar.
水甚至注满了环绕坛四周的沟里面。
Then Elijah prayed.
以利亚开始祷告了。
And God sent down fire which consumed the sacrifice.
神降下了火，烧尽了燔祭。
It burned up the wood.
柴石头所做坛甚至都烧了。
It burned up the stone altar.
同时也烧了石头。
It even burned up the water in the trench around the altar.
甚至烧干了坛四周沟里面的水。
And the people acknowledged Jehovah to be God.
众人这时才明白耶和华才是神。
They seized the false prophets and killed them.
他们抓住假先知们并把他们杀了。
Then Elijah warned the king that rain was coming.
其后以利亚告诫王雨即将来临。
He bowed and prayed to God.
他就跪下向神祷告。
And then God sent rain.
神便降下雨来。
Because they had sinned, God had withheld the rain.
因为众人犯了罪，所以神收回了雨露。
God then promised Elijah that he would send rain.
然后神又应许以利亚，他会再次降雨。
And it says that God healed the land.
所以说神医治了大地。
Now this is the background for the illustration which James gives about Elijah.
这就是雅各在雅各书5章17到18节里面用以利亚为例的大致背景。
The Jewish Christians reading the letter would have known the story.
读到这封信的犹太信徒们，他们都知道这个故事。
Elijah was not merely an example of someone who prayed.
以利亚不仅仅只是一个祷告的榜样。
He prayed for rain to heal the land.
他祈求求雨来医治大地。
And God had withheld the rain because of sin.
而之前神因着人的罪不再降雨。
The illustration will help us to understand God's promise of healing in James.
雅各书中的这个例子会帮助我们来理解神全能医治的应许。
It corrects three common misunderstandings.
它要来纠正三个常见的误解。
First, God's promise of healing in James was to believers.
第一个误解就是神医治的应许是对那些因罪深受疾病折磨的人。
They were severely sick physically.
他们是非常的患了重病，他们是患了重病。
And they had sinned.
同时他们也犯了罪。
The instruction is given in verse 13 to the sick.
在13节里面给了医病的指教。
The context explains for us the character, the reason, and the probable source of the sickness.
同时上下文也解释了疾病的特征、原因以及可能的来源。
James uses two different words for sick.
雅各用了两个不同的字来表达疾病。
One word is in verse 14.
一个是在14节里面。
The other is in verse 15.
另一个字是在15节。
In the Gospels, both have the meaning of physical sickness almost exclusively.
在四福音书里面用两种表达几乎都是指专指肉体上的病。
The second of the two words means sick to the point of death.
在15节里面所表达这个病已经只接近了死亡。
It was even used of the dead.
在这甚至用了这个死亡这个字。
This indicates that the sickness was physical and severe.
在这显明了疾病是极重的身体疾患。
And this fits with the description of the healing.
这种表达符合了对神医治的描述。
Verse 15 says that the Lord would raise the sick person up.
在15节中说到神会使病人起来。
The sickness was so severe the sick person could not get up.
这说明病得很重以至于无法起床。
The illustration of Elijah also supports this.
以利亚这个例子也支持这一点。
In Elijah's time, God had sent severe physical calamity upon Israel.
在以利亚时代，神降极重的疾病在以色列人身上。
This is the probable reason for calling the elders to the sick person.
这可能就是叫长老去到病人身边的原因。
The person was so sick, he could not go to the elders himself.
那人身患重病，无法自己走到长老面前。
He was restricted to bed because of severe physical illness.
因为卧病，病重而卧床不起。
The context also explains that sin was the probable reason for sickness.
这上下文也解释了这个罪是可能的病因。
James presents explicitly the possibility of sin in verse 15.
雅各在十五节中具体表达罪是病因的可能性。
If he has sinned, he will be forgiven.
他若犯了罪，也必蒙赦免。
James also stresses the importance of confessing sin and praying in verse 16.
在十六节里面，雅各也强调了认罪及祷告重要性。
Therefore, confess your sin to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed.
因此，你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得医治。
The conjunction therefore points back to the previous verses.
所以这个连词是承接先前的几个经文。
It implies that sickness had been the reason for the illness. Excuse me, that sin had been the reason for the illness.
他暗示罪是真正的罪病因。
Confession was necessary.
所以说认罪是必须的。
Prayer for one another was important.
互相代求也是非常重要的。
Again, the illustration of Elijah supports this.
因此，以利亚这个例子再一次支持这个观点。
God had withheld rain from Israel because they had been sinning.
神不降雨在以色列是因为众人的罪。
They had rebelled against God.
他们背离神。
King Ahab had led them in worshiping false gods.
国王亚哈带领百姓拜假神。
For this reason, we can conclude that God most likely had imposed the sickness upon the person.
因这个原因，我们可以得出这个结论，那就是很可能是神降疾病在人的身上。
Now, please remember that not all sickness is the result of personal sin.
但是大家请记住，并不是所有的病都是犯罪的结果。
Sickness is in the world because of the sin of Adam.
世界疾病是因为亚当的罪。
Sickness is not necessarily due to a person's own sin.
疾病并不都是因一个人的罪所引起的。
Jesus confirmed this in John's Gospel, chapter 9.
在约翰福音第九章，耶稣也证明了这一点。
His disciples asked him about a man who had been born blind.
他的门徒问他一个问题，为什么一个生来就瞎眼的人？
They wanted to know whose sin had caused this illness.
他们想知道究竟是谁犯罪而导致这个人瞎眼。
Jesus said that it had not been anyone's sin.
耶稣说没有人犯罪。
He said, this happened so that the work of God may be displayed in his life.
反而是说是要在他身上写出神的作为来。
Some sins naturally result in sickness.
当然一些罪会自然而然地引发疾病。
Gluttony can lead to various physical illnesses.
比如暴饮暴食会导致许多病。
Habitual drunkenness will lead to physical illnesses.
习惯性的酗酒也会产生疾病。
This is part of the natural processes which God has ordained.
这也是神所命定的自然发展的规律。
Wrong living has its natural consequences.
错误的生活方式自然也会产生恶果。
Sin can and should cause a sense of guilt.
罪能够也应该会产生愧疚感。
And guilt can cause physical symptoms.
而这种感觉会使人产生身体上的不适。
David spoke of this in Psalm 32.
大卫王在诗篇32章1到4节中就说到这一点。
David praises God in verses 1 and 2 for the blessedness of being forgiven.
大卫在1到2节中为了罪得赦免的福分而赞美神。
In verses 3 to 4, he describes his condition before he had confessed and received forgiveness.
在三到四节里面，他描述了在认罪和被赦免前他的状况。
When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of the summer.
我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日恩害而骨头干枯。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精液耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。
His guilt affected him physically, robbing him of strength.
他的愧疚感影响他的身体，也夺取了他的力量。
Sin causes guilt.
罪导致愧疚。
And guilt can cause physical symptoms.
愧疚也引起身体的不适。
But God himself can also step in directly and cause illness.
神自己也能即可将病加在人的身上。
He might even cause the death of believers who sin.
他甚至会拿着犯了罪的信徒的生命。
We have an example in 1 Corinthians 11.
在哥林多前书11章中也就有这个案例。
Believers in Corinth gathered to celebrate the Lord's Supper.
哥林多的信徒们聚在一起享用主的晚餐。
By breaking one loaf together, we declare our oneness in Christ.
通过掰饼来表明我们同在基督里合一了。
But the wealthy in Corinth were not treating the poor as if they were one body.
但哥林多教会的负责信徒们在对待贫穷弟兄时，并未显出同为一个身体的真理。
They were eating their meal and not sharing it with those who had nothing.
他们吃喝自己的，不同那些缺乏的人分享。
They were not treating the body of Christ correctly.
他们用不妥的方式对待基督的身体。
Paul then explained in 1 Corinthians 11, verse 30, that is why many of you are weak and ill and some have died.
在哥林多前书11章30节中保罗解释到，因此在你们中间有好些软弱的与患病的，死的也不少。
God brought illness upon some Corinthians, even death, because they had been sinning.
神将疾病加在一些哥林多信徒身上，甚至是死亡，都是因为他们犯了罪。
These are the type of sick Christians to whom James was writing.
这些就是雅各书所论述的患病信徒的典型症状。
They were believers who were seriously ill because of sin.
他们是信徒，但因为罪而身患重病。
James gives the solution for them.
在这，雅各也为他们提供了解决的方案。
They were to repent and confess their sin.
他们要认罪悔改。
They were to call for the elders who would pray for them.
他要叫长老们为他们祷告。
And God's promise of healing in James was mediated through the prayer of godly elders.
神医治的应许是借着敬虔长老祷告来成就的。
James is explicit that the sick person was to call the elders.
雅各明确 指示病人要寻求长老。
He does not tell them to go to someone with a gift of healing or call for such a person.
他也没有说去到有医治恩赐的人那里面去叫他来。
There is no indication elsewhere in the New Testament that any gift of healing was particularly associated with the elders.
在新约里面也没有任何地方表示长老与医治的恩赐之间有特殊的关联。
The opposite is true.
恰恰相反。
The Holy Spirit gives gifts as He wanted.
圣灵是随己意而给人恩赐的。
But people appointed or elected elders according to Acts 14 and Titus 1.
根据使徒行传14章23节和提多书1章5节，我们可以看到如何选举长老的。
Elders are those men to whom God especially gave oversight in the church.
长老是那些神特别给予监管教会职分的人。
God entrusts them with His work.
神将他的工交付给他们。
They are God's stewards according to Titus 1:7.
他们是神的管家，就是提多书一章五节中写到的。
The qualifications to become an elder are primarily godly character qualities.
成为长老最重要的品格是敬虔。
We find these listed in 1 Timothy 3 and Titus 1.
在提摩太前书三章和提多书一章中都记载了长老挑选条件。
In Acts 6, the apostles appointed men to help them who were to be full of the Spirit and wisdom.
在使徒行传六章里面，使徒们任命一些被圣灵和神的智慧所充满弟兄来帮助他们。
These are men who should know how to deal with a sinning brother or sister.
这些人要知道怎样对待犯错的弟兄姊妹。
These are men who should be godly.
这些人也必须要敬虔。
The illustration of Elijah points to this godly character.
以利亚这个例子也指向敬虔的品格。
Elijah was a man of God.
以利亚是神人。
James wrote that the prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
雅各写道，义人祷告大有功效。
Elijah illustrates the needed character.
以利亚也阐明了敬虔品格的这个必要性。
He illustrates the effectiveness of a godly person's prayer for the repentant sinner.
他表明了敬虔人为悔改之人做祷告是大有果效的。
A recognition of and confession of sin appears foundational to this promise of healing.
对罪的认知和承认是神成就医治应许的基础。
James concludes this in verse 16.
雅各在十六节里面做了总结。
Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other that you may be healed.
所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求，使你们可以得到医治。
The conjunction, therefore, points to sin as the cause and to confession as part of the solution.
因此这个连词也指出了罪是病因，并且认罪是问题解决的一个环节。
To confess your sin is to say that the same about your sin that God says.
认罪就是说你要对罪的性质程度与神对你所犯罪的评价是一致的。
It's wrong.
它是错的。
And you are to turn from sin.
所以说你必须转离。
God's promise of healing is for the sinning believer who repents and confesses that sin.
神医治的应许是针对悔改认罪的信徒。
Furthermore, God says that the elders are to pray.
另外神说长老也需要为此祷告。
God will answer their prayer of faith.
神会垂听他们出于信心祷告。
The Lord will raise up the repentant believer.
神必叫悔改信徒们得以重新站立。
The prayer of the righteous, mentioned in verse 16, does not mean the prayer of the sick person.
十六节中的义人祷告不是指病人祷告。
In this context, they are sick because of sin.
从上下文看，他们的病乃是出于罪。
It is not their faith to which God responds.
所以神回应他们不是他们的信心。
This condemns the claim of so-called faith healers.
因此这就谴责了所谓信心治疗师的观点。
They claim that the sick person needs enough faith.
因此他们此种观点人宣称病人需要足够的信心。
James wrote that the elders pray in faith.
雅各写道是长老们需要做信心祷告。
The sick showed their faith by calling for the elders.
病人借着请长老来显示他们自己的信心。
The elders pray in faith for the healing.
而长老们则借着信心祷告来医治他们。
Now the anointing oil in verse 14 was probably symbolic of the promise of healing.
在十四节中，这个抹油可能是医治，这个医治的一个象征。
It was not medicinal.
油没有医治的功效。
Although oil was used medicinally, it could not heal the deathly ill.
当然了，油有润肤的效果，但是呢，油在新约里面也是没有幸福喜乐的象征。
Oil soothed and softened the skin.
I'm sorry, I'm going too fast. 虽然repeat again. 我再重复一下，油没有医治的功效，虽然它被用于某些治疗，但对重病是一无是处的。油具有润肤的效果。
Oil sometimes symbolized well-being in the Old Testament.
有时呢，油在新约里面也是幸福喜乐的象征。
This is the case in Psalm 23.
在十章二十三里面也有这样描述。
Verses 4, 5, and 6 list aspects of well-being.
在第四、第五、第七中也列出了喜乐的一些表现方面。
Among them is the statement, "You anoint my head with oil."
其中有一句话说到，你用油膏了我的头。
Psalm 141, verse 5 says, "It is a kindness, it is oil on my head."
诗篇141章五节中也说到，这算为仁慈，这算为头上的膏油。
Psalm 133 has a similar comparison.
在诗篇133节中也有一个相同的比较。
How good and pleasant it is! It is like oil poured on the head.
这是何等的善，何等的美，这好比油浇在头上。
The sick person was to call for the elders.
病人请来长老。
The sick confessed sin.
病人也认罪了。
The elders gave promise symbolically of well-being and then prayed for the repentant sinner.
长老们给了象征幸福喜乐的应许，并为悔改的罪人做祷告。
The entire context should make it obvious that God is most concerned with spiritual well-being and not physical health.
从整体上下文可以明显看出，神最关心的是灵命的安康，而非身体上健康。
He is willing to cause illness to bring about spiritual restoration.
神愿意借着疾病带来灵命上的复苏。
And he sets spiritual restoration as a prerequisite for this healing.
神设定以灵命的复苏作为医治的先决条件。
The closing verses 19 and 20, focus on this priority of God.
在19、20节的结论经文当中也聚焦在这个重点上。
Verse 19 summarizes and expands the idea of verses 14 through 18.
十九节经文是总结并延展了十四到十八节的经文的观点。
A fellow believer has wandered from the truth.
一个信徒迷失了真道。
This refers to the sinful living of the sick person.
这是指患病弟兄过着不洁的生活。
Another brother brings him back to the truth.
而另一个弟兄呢，则带领他转回真道。
This may be part of the ministry of the elders.
这或许就是长老们职责中的一部分。
It can also be the ministry of any other believer.
这也是任何其他信徒的职责。
Verse 16 says, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other."
十六节经文中说到，所以你们要彼此认罪，互相代求。
Seems that the elders are called in extreme cases.
由此看来，长老们被请来是为了应对极端情况。
Now we should want to avoid becoming an extreme case.
而我们应当尽量避免这种极端情况的发生。
If you observe sin in your life, repent.
如果在你的生命中看见了罪，就应该悔改。
Turn from it.
远离它。
Confess it to God.
向神认罪。
It may be important at times to confess it to others.
有时向其他人认罪也是至关重要的。
If others have observed your sin or been affected by your sin, confess it to them.
如果别人看见你的罪或被你的罪所牵引，就向他们认你的罪。
Pray for one another.
要彼此代求。
God desires that his children walk in the truth.
神渴望他的儿女行在真道上。
He will discipline his children when they wander from the truth.
当他们背离真道的时候，神会管教他的孩子。
Hebrews 12, verse 6 says that God disciplines those whom he loves.
在希伯来书12章6节中说到，因主所爱的他必管教。
In 12 verse 8, the writer says that if you are not disciplined, you are not God's child.
在12章8节中，作者又写道，若不受管教，就不是神的孩子。
If you are God's child, you can expect God's discipline.
如果你是神的子女，你应该随时期待神的管教。
That discipline may include sickness.
管教有时是会以疾病的形式出现。
Not all sickness has sin as its cause.
虽不是所有的病都是出于罪。
But some sickness can be.
但有些确实是这样子。
We should take times of sickness to consider our hearts.
我们也应该借着病来反省我们自己的心。
But God's intent is not to use sickness to punish believers.
大家要明白，神的意图不是用疾病来刑罚信徒。
God's purpose with us is never punishment.
神的旨意从来不是刑罚。
If God wanted to punish, he wouldn't encourage steps for healing.
如果神要刑罚的话，他就不会鼓励人去寻求医治。
God disciplines his children to get them on the right path or keep them from doing greater harm.
神管教他的孩子，使他们行在正路上，阻止他们进一步受到伤害。
Jesus took the believer's punishment for sin, all of it.
神耶稣担当了信徒们所有的刑罚。
He paid the price on the cross.
他在十字架上成为人的赎价。
God does not punish us additionally for sin.
神就 不再因为罪而给我们带来额外的刑罚。
But he does correct us.
但他确实归正人的行为。
He does use things like sickness to get our attention when we sin.
当我们犯罪的时候呢，他就特别借着一些事情，比如疾病，来引起我们的注意。
God's desire for believers who sin is to stop sinning.
神渴望犯罪信徒们停止罪行。
He wants them to repent and come back to the truth.
神要他们悔改并转回正道。
He wants their restoration.
他要他们的灵命复苏。
Paul teaches in Galatians 6 verse 1 about our responsibility to restore sinning believers.
保罗在加拉太书6章1节中教导我们有责任去挽回有过犯的信徒。
Brothers, if someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently.
他说到弟兄们，若有人偶然被过犯所胜，你们属灵的人就应当用温柔的心把他挽回回来。
The spiritual, according to the context, are those who are walking in the Spirit.
属灵这个词根据上下文乃是指那些靠圣灵行事的人。
It refers to those who are displaying the fruit of the Spirit.
也指那些展现出生命中所结的圣灵的果子的人。
It is the godly person of James 5.
这也是雅各五章中所指的敬虔的人。
Jesus also taught about restoring a sinning brother in Matthew chapter 18.
耶稣在马太福音十八章十五到二十节中也有挽回犯错弟兄的教导。
If your brother sins against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone. If he listens to you, you have gained your brother.
倘若你的兄弟得罪你，你就去趁着只有他和你在一起的时候指出他错来。他若听你，你便得到你的弟兄。
Each step in the process has as its goal the restoration of the brother.
在这过程中的每一步都是为了实现挽回弟兄这个目的。
God's desire is for the restoration of a believer who sins.
神渴望有过犯信徒被挽回。
If you turn a believer back to the truth, you might be rescuing him from God's discipline.
如果你使一个信徒转回正道，那你就有可能使他免受神的管教。
You might save him from sickness that could even lead to death.
你也可能治好他的病，也不至于死亡。
That seems to be the sense of James chapter 5 verse 20.
这也是雅各书五章二十节经文中的意思。
Whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death.
叫一个罪人从迷路上转回，便是救一个灵魂不死，并且遮盖许多的罪。
James does not mean spiritual salvation from spiritual death.
雅各不是指灵命得救是从灵命的死亡而来的。
The same word, save, is translated make well in verse 15.
同样这个词，这个拯救在十五节中被翻译成医治。
Correcting a brother eliminates God's need to discipline him.
它是指归正一个弟兄，可以使其免除神的管教。
God is ready to forgive all our sins.
神预备赦免我们所有的罪。
John wrote to believers, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
约翰写给信徒们说，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
Despite the frequency or depth of sin, God is ready to forgive when a sinner repents.
不论这个罪有多重，所犯次数有多少，只要当人悔改的时候，神都准备赦免我们。
James says that the brother who restores a sinner will cover a multitude of sins.
雅各说，一个弟兄使罪人悔改，便是遮盖了许多的罪。
When a believer repents and confesses sin, those sins are covered over.
同样的，当一个信徒认罪悔改的时候，那么多罪也就被遮盖了。
God's priorities are much different than popular promises for divine healing.
神所注重的这个远远不同于大能医治的应许。
Micah, the prophet, asked the question, "What does God require of you?"
先知弥迦曾经问过一个问题，神向你所要的是什么呢？
His answer is in Micah chapter 6, verse 8.
在弥迦书六章八节中，神做了回答。
To act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
那就是只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心与你的神同行。
This is God's priority and not health and not wealth.
这乃是神所注重的，而非是健康或者财富。
God wants righteousness in his children.
神要他的孩子们行公义。
God is willing to use sickness if you are sinning.To get your attention and to bring you back to Him.
当你有过犯的时候，神愿意用疾病来引起你的注意，并带领你转向他。
In such a case, He also promises healing when the sinner repents and confesses their sin.
当悔改罪人请来长老，要这样为他们做信心祷告。
The repentant sinner can call for the elders.
I'm sorry. 悔改的罪人请来长老。长老为他们做了信心祷告。
The elders are to pray in faith.
长老们为他们做了信心祷告。
And God will raise up the sick person.
然后神将医治疾病。
You need not wait until you are deathly sick to give thought to sin.
你不必等到得了犯了治病的病的时候才会想到罪。
Let God's Spirit use His Word to point out sin in your life.
让神的灵用他的话语来指出你生命中的过犯。
Confess it.
认罪。
Turn from it.
回转。
Pray for one another.
互相代求。
If you are doing this consistently, you can be sure that sickness is not a result of sin.
如果你恒切做这些工，即使是患病，你也会确定你的病不是罪而产生的恶果。
We can help one another in this.
在这方面，我们应该彼此互相帮助。
If you observe sin in another believer, be willing to humbly and graciously approach that person.
如果你看到其他信徒的过犯，那么就应该存着谦卑柔和的心去靠亲近他们。
If someone observes sin in your life, be willing to listen humbly and graciously to that person.
同样的，如果别人看到你生命中的过犯，那么你就应该存着谦卑柔和的心来聆听。
Be willing to be corrected.
也乐意的被改正。
Confess sin to one another.
彼此认罪。
Pray for one another.
互相代求。
The prayer of a righteous man is powerful and effective.
因为这个义人祈祷所发的力量是大有功效的。
May God give to us a pure desire to act justly and to walk humbly before Him.
愿神赐我们清洁纯洁的心去行公义。
May his priorities be ours.
愿我们与神同心同德。
And may we encourage each other in this.
也愿我们为此而互相鼓舞。
Amen.
Amen.